The Humane Society of the U.S. is taking issue with a couple of Oklahoma pork operations over statements contained on the website of Seaboard Farms about the care and treatment of farm animals. In a news briefing in Oklahoma City on Tuesday, a senior official with the Humane Society said that his group has filed complaints with the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Federal Trade Commission. Paul Shapiro, the Senior Director of Farm Animal Protection for the HSUS, says a document on the Seaboard Foods website makes false and misleading assertions regarding its treatment of hogs at its facility in Goodwell, Oklahoma, in the Panhandle. Shapiro showed a video of sows housing gestation crates and a piglet's being castrated, which was recorded by an undercover Humane Society activist who worked at the facility. Shapiro contends that these practices are cruel and inhumane.
This is a practice that is so extreme, that's so cruel, that it is just out of step with mainstream American values about how animals ought to be treated. And the American public does not want to put up with this type of animal abuse any longer, especially when it comes to standard industry practices.
The Humane Society of the U.S. upset about gestation crates. These are crates that animals are housed in before they actually have litters of pigs. This is to keep the animals safe, according to the hog industry. Roy Lee Lindsay, executive director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, says this is one of several systems that are used around the country.
What we saw today was HSUS with an attack on one type of sow housing system. They think there's a better system out there. Our belief is that it's up to producers to determine what type of system provides the best care possible for their animals. And this is all about what's best for the animals.
Shapiro acknowledged that it was HSUS members that were going out getting hired with the intent of videotaping the inside of the facilities.
Yes, members of the Humane Society were hired and did videotape what happens to animals on these facilities.
Apparently, the concerns of these employees and HSUS members not conveyed back to their employers or to the industry itself. Roy Lee Lindsay of the Pork Council says that would have been much more appropriate.
We believe that our pork producers, both here in Oklahoma and around the country, have an ethical responsibility to provide appropriate care for our animals. That's our number one priority every day. It's the thing we're most committed to as we work in and out of our barns. What we saw today was HSUS with an attack on one type of sow housing system. They think there's a better system out there. Our belief is that it's up to producers to determine what type of system provides the best care possible for their animals. And this is all about what's best for the animals.
Apparently, in the case of this media event in Oklahoma City, the Humane Society of the U.S. says it's all about getting their way on the use of gestation crates.
The Humane Society of the United States is seeking a move in the pork industry from confining pigs in gestation crates where they can't turn around for basically their entire lives to moving toward higher welfare group housing systems where the pigs are able to walk around to socialize and engage in more of their natural behaviors.
As for the Oklahoma Pork Council, Roy Lee Lindsay invites the Humane Society to sit down and have a dialogue about the relative value of the various systems that are used in hog operations around the country.
We're happy to have a discussion about sow housing, but we kind of object to folks trying to focus on an isolated incident to draw attention to themselves and to their belief as opposed to actually having that discussion.
At the end of the day, the Humane Society of the U.S. wanted to go forward with a complaint publicly against Seaboard regarding the use of gestation crates and stalls. Nothing new here, but they did that through the media, announcing that they're filing these complaints with the FTC and the SEC. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.